Hey, Kevin Miller here for Koku Gamer. Today's Tuesday, July 14th. Another late night audio boo, and I apologize for that. Yesterday I had a better excuse than I did today, as yesterday I was getting home from work late. Well, today I got off a bit earlier since I worked late yesterday, but I went and stopped off at my local GameStop, picked up Blaze Blue for the PS3, and yeah, been distracting myself with that for the past couple hours. Fantastic game for those that are fighting fans out there. I strongly recommend at least renting it to see if you like the fighting style, but I can almost guarantee if you're a fighting fan, you would very much enjoy this game. So go ahead and check it out. My PSN username is Drell56, so if you see me online, just send me an invite and I'd be happy to kick your ass. So first things on the news today. My favorite is the Madden 2000 demo is going to be released for those that pre-ordered the game on July 23rd, which I'm excited about because July 23rd is my birthday, and I'm a huge Madden fan. So I'm looking forward to playing the demo as I'm really excited for the game. And for those that have not pre-ordered it, it will be available publicly, excuse me, on the following week, July 30th. Obviously, the difference for those that don't know already is the pre-ordered demo is going to reenact the Super Bowl, while the public demo is the Dallas Cowboys versus the New York Giants in the Meadowlands. So keep an eye on KokuGamer.com as come August, as Madden's released weeks prior and weeks after. I'm sure we'll have a ton of Madden coverage, at least by myself. Since I'm a huge Madden fan, that's pretty much the only game I'm going to be playing for the next couple weeks. Before, I guess, Modern Warfare 2 comes out at that point. So next things on the list is more Fallout 3 news. Following yesterday's news, obviously some bad news from PS3 owners. But now good news for Xbox 360 and PC owners, as the newest downloadable content for Fallout 3 will be released on August 3rd for the price of $10. It's entitled Mothership Zeta, as you'll be taking the Fallout 3 story up into space. So that looks pretty cool. Makes me wonder if they've been focusing on getting that title out before they even... I mean, let's face it, obviously 360 owners are getting the downloadable content before PS3 owners even get their first. So this is, what, fourth downloadable content for Xbox 360, and PS3 hasn't got any. So no love for PS3. Deal with it. As a PS3 owner myself and a 360 owner, it doesn't really bother me, but I can definitely feel your pain if you're frustrated that Fallout 3. Next on the list, but really quick, I hadn't touched this yesterday because I didn't actually see it until I got home. Modern Warfare 2 Prestige Edition apparently is in the ship with night vision goggles, so, you know, now you got weapons coming with Batman Arkham Asylum, and night vision goggles come with Modern Warfare 2, so start your own little army if a bunch of people get that. I'm not promoting that in the slightest, that was a joke. Also, reading GamePolitics.com today, I had read an article about how it was an article that was talking about how EA, some, you know, back to Madden, EA Sports, quote unquote monopoly on Madden, has cost gamers apparently about $1 billion combined. As you know, many of you know that when the 2K series was out, it was about $10, maybe $20 cheaper. I can't remember. And it was quite honestly the better title. If EA hadn't gotten the rights to the NFL, obviously gamers would have a second choice as to what they spent their money on for football gaming. So that's cost gamers quite a bit. You know, that's no huge surprise, but it's quite a bit of money if you think about it. Obviously, there's a court case going on with this whole Madden thing, so we'll see if anything comes of that. And last thing is, time runs out on me. The Xbox 360 Battlefield players have unlocked the Coral Sea map as they killed 43 million people today in the game. So congratulations to 360 owners, and enjoy the flights in the air. So I'll see you guys tomorrow.